And streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Charles Ford, who is Vice President of the Lansing School Board. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Cheryl.
I know you're in transit, so I appreciate you taking some time to be with us this evening. Because of a prior commitment, you will not be at tonight's Lansing School Board meeting. But again, I appreciate the fact that you can come with us and kind of talk to us about some of the things going on this evening. An article in the newspaper that you and I had touched on before, and a new resolution to that, I understand. You are also chair or head leader of the board's personnel committee, and the unsatisfactory category on Superintendent T.C. Wallace's performance evaluation for this year won't be there. It was under discussion before. Is that correct?
That's correct, but Cheryl, just keep in mind that the unsatisfactory category was never there. So it was something that the board was contemplating, and we went through a kind of a research of the possibility of adding it. There was some strong sentiment that the unsatisfactory should be added because we only had three categories. I did some research, and I really liked the evaluation of the superintendent in Texas, but they only had the three categories. The unsatisfactory was not there. So there's kind of a mixed bag, that there's a number of evaluations that do have the unsatisfactory. So I'm going to do an extensive evaluation of it after the evaluation of the superintendent. We'll take a look at the policy. I referred the policy for the evaluation of the superintendent back to the policy committee. We'll take a look at the timing. It's supposed to be done in February. We've been doing it the evaluation in June, which is somewhat comfortable for me.
Which is what, I'm sorry?
The June evaluation is a comfortable timetable for me, but the policy itself says it should be done in February.
And the advantage of doing it in June would be what?
What's that again, Cheryl?
I'm sorry.
I kind of lost you for a little.
Sorry, sir. We're having a little trouble. We're going to do our best here. Why do you like doing it in June? Why does that work for you?
Well, the superintendent's contract, it has a June kind of yearly ending. It says that his evaluation will be done before June 30th. And we get the AYP scores and deep scores and, a number in the school. End of the school year over.
Thanks for hanging in there with us.
That's okay. I think this situation is going to work a lot better for us.
I think we can do an advertisement for OnStar.
That's correct.
That's what I'm thinking. When we were trying to get you back on the phone again, we were talking about privatization, or I was reading from an article that there was going to be an informational picket by bus drivers before the meeting tonight. And granted, of course, you're not there, so I don't want people to think that you're there and saw it. But Governor Snyder has pushed looking at privatization to help cut costs with schools. The school board hasn't voted on this yet. Is it going to be up for discussion, though?
It's definitely up for discussion, Cheryl. We said that everything was on the table. No one likes to look at contracting out services. We like to be in control of how our bus routes run and things of that nature. However, if it's going to save money, we're looking at a $25 million deficit. And with that, we have to look at all situations. And so I think looking at the bus situation is something that we've decided to do some time ago.
Very good. Staying with the budget issues, with the budget, the state budget being ready to go to the governor's desk for a signature probably next week is what we are hearing. Is that helpful to the school districts like Lansing School District to know exactly what kind of dollars you have to work with as you work through the process?
Yes, definitely. And, with us looking at contracting out the bus services, Governor Snyder is looking at we could receive back $100 per student if we look at some of the things as privatization or contracting out of services. So he's got about five areas that if school districts meet four of those five and contracting out services and look at contracting out services is one of those areas, we could receive back $100 per student, which is definitely needed within our district.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to talk about that kind of the dashboard meeting four of those five criteria. Certainly incentives, these are, we've talked about these cuts were going to be painful this time around, and you're having to look at things in a different way. Charles, I'm going to let you get back to the road. I can't thank you enough for trying to stay with us here and give us some information on what's going on with the Lansing School Board. Thank you, and travel safely today.
I will, Cheryl. Thanks for having me on. And like I said, if you need any more information about what's going on with the Personnel Committee or with the budget itself, I'd be more than happy to talk to you about that.
I always love to talk with you. Thank you, Charles. Have a great night.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you.